Good evening, everyone. Today is Monday, May the 16th, 2011, and my name is Vicki Goodwin. Welcome to my new internet radio show, Return to Shambhala. My goal for this show is to remind ourselves who we truly are. We are co-creators with God, God being the creator, and I want to share how we can become co-creators again. Our God-given co-creative abilities are manifesting right now and are getting stronger. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the name of my show, Shambhala, Return to Shambhala, why I chose this name. There have been other pronunciations for Shambhala, like Shambhala, Shangri-La, but Shambhala is a city of light. It's right here on the earth, on the planet. It goes back millennium, many, many years ago, and it's located in the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. In the beginning, it was a physical city, but because of the forces of opposition, destroying the temples and so forth and so on, it was taken into the etheric realms to keep it safe from harm. Right now, it's above the desert in the Gobi Desert, and I was able to visit the Gobi Desert and visit Shambhala on a trip, which I would like to talk to you about a little bit later on. I want to start off with a history of what I see our planet as having gone through. I don't know if you know of Drumbolo Melchizedek, but one of his quotes is that in order to get where we're going, we really need to find out where we came from. And this planet that we're on, planet Earth, the plan was to destroy it. It was so dark that everyone had given up on humanity here. But there was a great being of light who volunteered to save the planet, and his name is Sanat Kumaro. And Sanat Kumaro came from the planet Venus. He volunteered his services. Now, on my website, ShambhalaEnterprises.com, there's a page that is titled Ascension. And on that page, it's the fifth page, there is a free downloadable booklet, and it's full of information on the ascension process and on becoming co-creators with God again. If you want to go to that website, I'm going to be reading some information from that booklet. So if you want to read along, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm going to read it aloud. And that website again is Shambhala Enterprises. As I said before, our planet was destined for destruction long ago. However, because of the love of our Mother, Father, God, the Elohim who created our planet and our solar system, and many members of the spiritual hierarchy, gave planet Earth another chance, an opportunity to create another heaven on Earth as it was before. This is a short summary of exactly how that happened. Gautama Buddha received the mantle of the Lord of the World on January the 1st, 1956 from Sanat Kumaro. And I said a little bit about Sanat Kumaro. He was the hierarch of the planet Venus who held the position of Lord of the World since the darkest hours of Earth's history. He's also known as the Ancient of Days, and he volunteered to come to Earth thousands of years ago when Cosmic Council had decreed the dissolution of this planet. So great was mankind's departure from cosmic law that the solar lords had determined that no further opportunity would be granted to humanity who had willfully ignored and forgotten the God flame within their hearts. The requirement of the law for the saving of Earth was that one who qualified as the embodied lamb for the present in the physical octave to hold the balance and keep the flame of life for, on, and on behalf of every living soul. Sanat Kumara offered to be that one. And in his April 8, 1979 Pearl of Wisdom, Sanat Kumara told the story of how Venusian devotees volunteered to accompany him and embody among mankind to assist in keeping the flame. He said the joy of opportunity was mingled with the sorrow that the sense of separation brings. I have chosen a voluntary exile on a dark star, and through it was though it was destined to be Freedom Star, all knew it would be for me a long, dark night of the soul. Then, all at once, from the valleys and the mountains, there appeared a great gathering of my children. It was the souls of the 144,000 approaching our Palace of Light. They spiraled nearer and nearer as 12 companies singing a song of freedom, of love, and victory. As we watched from our balcony, Venus and I, Venus is his wife, we saw the 13th company robed in white. It was the royal priesthood of the Order of Melchizedek. When all of their numbers had assembled, ring upon ring upon ring, surrounding our home, their hymn of praise and adoration to me was concluded. Their spokesman stood before the balcony to address us on behalf of the great multitude. It was the soul of the one you know and love today as the Lord of the world, Gautama Buddha. And he addressed us, saying, O Ancient of Days, we have heard of the covenant with God that you have made with thee this day and thy commitment to keep the flame of life until some among Earth's evolution shall be quickened and once again renew their vow to be bearers of the flame. O Ancient of Days, thou art to us our guru, our very life, our God, and we will not leave thee comfortless. We will go with thee. Thus they came to earth with Sanat Kumara and legions of angels, preceded by another retinue of light bearers who prepared the way and established the retreat of Shambhala, the city of white, on an island in the Gobi Sea. It was an island, but now it's a desert. There, Sanat Kumara anchored the focus of the threefold flame, established the initial thread of contact with all on earth by extending rays of light from his heart to their own. And there, the volunteers from Venus, embodied in dense veils of flesh to see earth's evolutions through until the victory of their vow. The first from among these unascended light bearers to respond to the call of the Lord of the world from the physical octave was understandably Gautama, and close to him was Maitreya. Both pursued the path of Bodhisattva and Buddhahood, Gautama finishing the course first and Maitreya second. Thus the two became Sanat Kumara's foremost disciples, and one ultimately succeeding him in the office of the Lord of the world, the other as Cosmic Christ and Planetary Buddha. At the moment of the transfer of the mantle of the Lord of the World on January 1, 1956, Gautama Buddha assumed the responsibility for sustaining the lifeline to Earth's evolutions through his own heart flame, and Sanat Kumara, as Regent Lord of the World, returned to his home star, Venus, where he maintains an intense activity of involvement with the Great White Brotherhood service on planet Earth. Gautama's former office of Cosmic Christ and Planetary Buddha was simultaneously filled by Lord Maitreya. In the same ceremony which took place at the Royal Teton Retreat, the office of the World Teacher formerly held by Maitreya was passed to Lord Jesus and his dear friend and disciple, St. Francis, who we now call Kuthumi. Lord Lanto took the Chohanship of the Second Ray in July of 1958, which has been held by Kuthumi, and beloved Nada assumed the office of Chohan of the Sixth Ray, which had been held by Jesus during the Piscean Age, of which was also the hierarchy. Saint Germain with Portia assumed the rulership of Aquarius on May 1, 1954. While Maitreya represents the Cosmic Christ and Planetary Buddha, Jesus holds the office of the Personal Christ as the great exemplar of each one's own Holy Christ self or higher self. Lord Gautama presides as Hierarch of Shambhala, now on the etheric plane to which the physical retreat has been withdrawn. Throughout the ages, the messengers of the Brotherhood, known and unknown, have held the balance of the physical octave for the flame and the Buddha of Shambhala. Thus, Jesus, as the anointed messenger of Lord Maitreya, the cosmic Christ, was the open door through his sacred heart for the light of the Father, represented in the persons of Maitreya, Gautama, and Sanat Kumara, to be anchored in the hearts of the multitudes of Earth's people. The Lord Jesus Christ defined his office in the physical octave according to cosmic law when he said, "As long as I am in the world, the I am that I am, the Word, which I incarnate, is the light of the world." And it was this anchoring of the light of the I am presence in Jesus' heart chakra that enabled him to take upon himself planetary karma, the sins of the world. In order that souls of the light might follow him on the path of Christhood until they too should bear in their body temples the light of the Son of God. So you see, it was Sanat Kumara and all these great beings of light who came to our world to assist us with our ascension into the light. If you want to read further on an in-depth history that goes back eons, Patricia Diane Cota Robles, who also has a show on BBS Radio on Tuesday mornings, can take you through the whole history of everything that's happened since then as well and up until this very day. Patricia Diane Cota Robles has been asked to transcribe all the activities of light that have been taking place on our planet as this whole process unfolds day to day. So Shambhala continues to be above the Gobi Desert. As I said, it is the headquarters for the spiritual hierarchy, just like Washington, D.C. is the headquarters for the U.S. government. So Shambhala is the Washington, D.C. for the spiritual hierarchy. And you've heard the expression, as above, so below. So our government and the way things are set up on this planetary system are supposed to reflect the divinity of Shambhala and how that government is set up, and of course it's not, but that's the goal, is to have a divine government and a world that is free. And as you can see on the news, things are moving in that way. In our dream state and when we meditate, we can ask to be taken to Shambhala. There you can attend meetings. You get instruction. Sometimes you can have your own room there, your own retreat to relax. The Ascended Masters have their offices there. Jesus has an office. Buddha has an office, Gautama Buddha. So it's a very beautiful place. On my website, I have pictures of what some artists would believe Shambhala looks like in the etheric. You may say, okay, Vicki, where are you getting this information? This is a lot of information. My information goes back to the turn of the 18th century with the Theosophical Society headed up by Madame Blavatsky. And in 1934, the Saint Germain Foundation, led by Guy Ballard, carried on the work of Madame Blavatsky. Guy Ballard wrote what we refer to as the Little Green Books. He used the pen name Godfrey Ray King. So as Guy Ballard wrote these books, he was instructed by Saint Germain as to the ascension process, what's going on the planet, and how to become a co-creator, how to be free. Guy Ballard, I don't know if you know this or not, but in his last embodiment before he was Guy Ballard, he was President George Washington. And it makes sense that Saint Germain chose Guy Ballard to be a spokesperson for the Great White Brotherhood, because George Washington did so much to bring freedom to the United States. now Guy Ballard has ascended, and we refer to him as the Ascended Master Godfrey. If you look at pictures of Guy Ballard and George Washington, they look almost identical. It's uncanny how similar they look. Then in 1951, there was an activity of light called Bridge to Freedom, which was headed by Geraldine Innocente. She called herself the messenger for the Great White Brotherhood, and she brought this information out about the Ascended Masters. Not too long after that, Summit Lighthouse came into existence. That was Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and they wrote many books, had a huge following. The Summit Lighthouse still exists in Montana. More current activities of light that are carrying on this work of the Great White Brotherhood are the Temple of the Presence, which is here in Tucson, Arizona, and it's headed by Carolyn and Monroe Shear. There's another activity of light in Montana headed by David Lewis, and it's called the Hearts Center. And of course, Patricia Diane Cota Robles, she has the New Age Study for Humanity's Purpose. All of these organizations, activities of light, have websites. There's another activity of light I forgot to mention out of Sedona called Children of the Sun. And they are very interactive. They have over 2,000 people now that are doing activities of light all around the world. Tomorrow is WISOC, the spiritual hierarchy's New Year's Day, a very sacred day. And it's also a full, of course, it's the full moon. Always the full moon in Taurus is WISOC. So they have a beautiful website as well, Children of the Sun. I want to tell you a little bit about the trip that I took to the Gobi Desert. It was a journey that was led by Dr. Norma Milanovic. It occurred in October of 1999. A group of 24 of us took jeeps and helicopters out into the Gobi Desert in search of Shambhala. That was the name of the journey, in search of Shambhala. While on the journey, while in the Gobi Desert, it was very cold one night, and I couldn't get warm, so I went outside to do some aerobics and get warm. It wasn't warm in my tent. I didn't have enough covers. And so as I was doing my exercises, I looked up, and I saw that the star Sirius was coming up over the horizon. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said a prayer. I said, it's great to be here, Great White Brotherhood, at the Great White Lodge on Sirius. And I said a little prayer of gratitude to be there. And then all of a sudden, the star, Sirius, just took off, darting all over the sky. And around the star were all of these other lights, blue, red, yellow, green, beautiful lights, and that it kept up for about 10 or 15 minutes, just zooming through the sky. It's as if there was a connection with these ships. I call them ships of light, Merkabas. I used to teach the Merkaba meditation for Drumbelow Melchizedek, so I was able to identify what these were. It was just very beautiful, and they came very close. Later on, I went to James Gillen's ranch, and I saw the same types of ships there, very beautiful Merkabas that would become very bright and move quickly across the sky. It's very beautiful. And it happened again that night in the Gobi Desert. I saw the planet Venus rise up from the horizon. It was almost like the sun was coming up, and I said the same thing, good morning, Sanat Kumara, Lady Master Venus, Hathors, and the same thing, the Venus just took off zipping around the sky, beautiful lights around the planet. It's not a planet, but it's a Merkaba. It's a ship. It's a beautiful ship. And just, I just felt this connection with the beings there in Shambhala, even though physically I didn't see what they looked like, but I could see their beautiful vehicles of light, their Merkabas. So I wanted to share that with you. I've had other experiences too, but that was the most dramatic, and that was the brightest light that I've seen when I've had these encounters. Okay, well, back to the reason for why I wanted to present on this show. As I said before, we are co-creators with God, but we lost this co-creative ability when we began to create misqualified energies, such as in the days of Atlantis. Our thoughts and feelings weren't pure. They weren't, I don't want to judge it, but things weren't in divine order. So our co-creative abilities were taken away. Atlantis sank, and our memories of those days were lost. And now we're starting to remember our days of co-creation. If our thoughts and feelings are negative and harmful, then we lose our right to become co-creators. This right now is the cause of all the maladies that are going on right now, the weather, the wars. This is just an outpicturing of what is going on within our negative thoughts and feelings as a race here on the planet, and everything's being brought up. All the negativity has been being brought to the surface to be healed and cleared and transmuted into light. And once we have transmuted these negative thoughts and feelings, then we can come back into our co-creative abilities. And the way that all of these activities of light that I mentioned before, the Theosophical Society and so on, are teaching us is that we have a God presence. We have a presence called the I Am, or the Mighty I Am, or our Buddha nature. There's many words, but I refer to it as my God presence or my I Am presence. And what I'm doing, and what all of these other people that are involved in these activities of light around the world are doing, is we are reconnecting with this God presence that we have been cut off from. The I Am presence, the God presence, is in perfection. Nothing at that level is allowed to be negative. No misqualified energies. Everything within the Mighty I Am presence is perfection. And through our lower human self, our mental body, our emotional body, our physical body, we have misqualified energies. We have poor health, we have poverty, we have all of these things going on that reflect our negative thoughts and feelings. But that cannot touch the Mighty I Am presence. Now, there are many teachers and books out there that are much more knowledgeable about the exact chemistry, the physicality of the I Am presence, the parts of it, and I would refer you to those people that I mentioned before. On my website, I have some beautiful pictures of artists' depiction of the Mighty I Am presence. If you have a chance to look at those. These pictures can be purchased through the websites at the Temple of the Presence and the Heart Center. I have them in my home and carry them with me. as a reminder that this is where I want to be. I want to reconnect to my I Am presence. And I feel myself getting closer and closer each day as I make that decree, as I will that to happen. Some examples of calls that I make and different people make to our mighty I Am presence are, some are very simple, some are very poetic, but the one I like most right now is, mighty I Am presence, expand your light through every cell of my body. So that connection, that light from the mighty I Am presence is filling my body and helping my body to ascend, my emotions, my emotional body, and my mental body into the perfected essence of the mighty I Am presence. Another way to connect to the I Am presence is on the in-breath, say I, and then on the out-breath, am. So you're in-breathing, I am, and feeling that connection. I'm sorry we were disconnected, I Am presence, but I am coming home. I am coming back to you. In my booklet that I was telling you about, that's on my website, ShambhalaEnterprises.com, the last chapter of that booklet has a picture of the I Am presence and explains the different parts of the presence. I'm going to read someone else's from the Children of the Sun, their explanation of the mighty I Am presence that's on their website. The mighty I Am presence is an electronic body of blazing light substance that is individualized within each of us, the flame of life from the heart of Mother, Father, God. It is our true nature, that imperishable, eternal, and individual identity of each and every human being. It is that which we have been seeking to return for millennium of lifetimes. The great God Self, which never misuses life's energy nor sends out anything but perfection. As the highest divine aspect of our vast multidimensional constitution, the I Am presence is the original seed of love and the immortal nucleus of our entire being. It is the source of every constructive impulse, thought, feeling, and action. It is unifying, cohesive in nature. It is the source of all love, wisdom, and power required to overcome absolutely anything and everything that is of discordance and limitation. As we develop intimate relationship with and give constant adoration to our I Am presence, miracles begin to happen, including instant manifestation, spontaneous transformation, and absolute knowing. This occurs simply through the constancy of our unwavering focus placed upon the greater. And in doing so, spiritual energy around us intensifies and expands as the parts of light within every cell of our flesh body respond to in tremendous gratitude. As our attention continuously pours out love to the I Am of our being, an impenetrable radiance of light forms around our body, encasing us in protective tube of light of great magnetization and transformative influence to the outer world. God, expressing as the mighty I Am presence within each of us, is the authority of the entire universe, and as we give sincere attention to our I Am presence each and every day and allow this supreme authority of our consciousness to govern and be ever-present in the forefront of our lives, personal transformation and the collective ascension is dramatically quickened. The I Am presence hears, sees, thinks, feels, and responds to only perfection on its level of cosmic service. As we consistently give adoration, feel gratitude, and qualify our every activity with and through this energy stream, our daily positive impact on life is immeasurable. This is especially amplified when our focus is consciously combined with all of the beings of light from on high supporting our dimensional transition. Together, we coherently serve as universal I Am, operating within all cosmic dimensions and radiating the patterns of perfection of Mother, Father, God in action. I don't know if any of you have ever thought of this before, but the movie The Wizard of Oz was written by a person that was a part of the I Am movement. And if you start to analyze the movie, you can see how the movie relates to the mighty I Am presence. Dorothy finds herself in this place. She doesn't know where she is. She's lost. She thinks she needs to get home. She doesn't know how to get home. And she's told of this great emerald city, this city of light, an emerald city. And she needs to get there, and then she'll find out when she gets there how to get home. The Wizard of Oz will explain everything to her. So along the way, she meets up with great opposition, and she meets the characters, the Scarecrow, which represents our mental body, the mind. He needs a mind. He has no mind. We meet the lion, the courage that you need to follow your heart and try to figure out who you are and what you are and how to get home. And then the Tin Man, the heart, the emotional body. We see the Tin Man as our emotional self. When Dorothy gets to the Emerald City, and she goes to the Emerald City, and then she has a lot of opposition trying to figure out how she can get home. And then she gets back, and she realizes that the Wizard of Oz is a phony, and all that illusion brings out the fact that she has never really left home, because Glinda, the good witch, tells her, Dorothy, you've always been able to go home. You never really left home. You just forgot that you weren't home. And all you have to do is say, there's no place like home, and you'll be home. So that's really what The Wizard of Oz, the movie, is all about. And it's really fun to watch it from that aspect, that we are trying to connect again with our divine self. And yes, there's opposition along the way, but we are the Holy Grail. When you raise your arms up into the air above your head, you form a chalice, and this is your Holy Grail. Your body is now connecting back to your God presence, and this is the Holy Grail. It's not a chalice somewhere buried, or it's you. You are your own Holy Grail, and you will remember who you truly are. And when you become one again with your higher self, your mighty I Am presence. I wanted to mention the Children of the Sun website. Tomorrow there's going to be a meditation at 9:00 Eastern Daylight Time, 9:00 p.m. And we're going to be doing a group force field atomic acceleration. The energies that are coming into the planet this summer are super colossal. There's going to be a triple eclipse solstice with the return of the Cardinal Grand Cross Alignment. And we need to ready ourselves for this heightened planetary action. We'll be increasing the spin of our electrons to release our electrons of all negativity that we've been holding for these millennium, so we can be free again and be co-creators that we were meant to be. Tomorrow is the full moon. We always do a group meditation worldwide. It starts in Australia. It moves to India, it moves to Paris, France, and then it moves to New York. And so there's a constant flow of this energy. And like I said, there's about 2,000 people plus that participate on any given full moon and also on new moons. So I encourage you, if you are interested, to get involved in those meditations and group force field acceleration meditations. Tomorrow's also Wesak, like I said before. This is the great New Year's for the spiritual hierarchy. They go into the Himalayan Valley and have a big celebration. And you can go and be in that ceremony if you want. Not physically, but etherically, and participate in the Wesak festival tomorrow. Now, I wanted to read a beautiful decree to the Mighty I Am Presence that comes from the Temple of the Presence, and it's called the Shadowless Light. So what we do is we find these beautiful decrees and we call out to our God Presence to join us. This is just a really beautiful one. Thou glorious shadowless light of eternity, thou mighty I Am Presence, thou light as of a thousand suns, descend, descend, descend into earth in such dazzling splendor and power that all absorb thy beauty and perfection. Thou art all in all, thou infinite I Am Presence of eternal blazing light. Thou art the full and only authority for all mankind throughout the earth forever. Reveal thyself everywhere. Release ascended master power without limit now, and flood this earth with mighty miracles of perfection in all activities. Bring to pass the eternal victory of the ages. Let every human being on earth see and feel the almightiness of thy light in such an onrush of thy glorious presence that all become the fullness of thyself, thy joy, thy freedom, and thy love forever. Thou beloved shadowless light of the mighty I Am Presence, thou art the great treasure house of the universe. Let thy limitless gifts of every good thing pour out upon the earth, their mighty blessings and happiness for all mankind, that a great song of praise may burst forth from the heart of humanity in eternal gratitude for thy splendor poured out to all. Let thy pure love flow forth from the heart of the secret love star and drench the earth with that golden pink liquid light that bathes all in thy ecstasy and glory. Let the full ocean of thy supreme joy overwhelm this world and make of it a brilliant sun of everlasting, all-powerful, limitless light that casts no shadow and in which only the blazing glory of thy absolute God perfection can forever dwell. Thou adorable presence of all-pervading infinite light, from out the great central sun, we call unto thee to bless us with the fullness of thyself and hold us safely within thy mighty diamond heart forever. We love thee, we adore thee, we bless thee, we accept thee, we acknowledge thee, we feel thee, we praise thee, we worship thee, thou mighty I Am Presence, the eternal all-enfolding light, the light of God that never, never, never fails. I am that light now and forever. Now, a part of the I Am Presence is the tube of light, which surrounds us, provides protection from all harm, and we can also call upon this tube of light to protect us from outer forms of negativity. This is a quick tube of light call. Beloved Mighty I Am Presence, enfold me now in thy mighty magic electronic pillar of ascended master light substance. Make it so powerful that no human miscreation can pass through. Within this mighty diamond tube of light, blaze the violet transmuting flame in through and around my four lower bodies and consume everything less than thy perfection. In its place, charge my world and all I contact with the Ascended Master Consciousness and with the substance and consciousness of each one of the Ascended Master's living presence and activity. See that this light keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to everything but thy almighty presence, and infinitely sensitive to thee and thy divine perfection. Now, I mentioned in that tube of light call for protection the violet flame. I would like to talk about the violet flame at some point, which is a gift from Saint Germain and Portia, his twin flame. I could talk about Saint Germain all day long and the violet flame and the assistance that it's been providing to our planet since the days of the first activities of light with Saint Germain, with Guy Ballard. But there's not enough time right now. There is another thing I do take a stand on UFOs. I know there's a lot of talk about UFOs are something to be feared. We have another movie coming out, Men in Black 3, about aliens and all the negative aspects of UFOs, but I don't see that. I've been to Jim Gillen's ranch. I stayed there for a week, and every night all I saw were beautiful ships of light, and the connection, the feeling, and the love that we felt when they would fly over, it was really phenomenal. There was nothing to be afraid of. It was all very beautiful. There's a book that was on the internet on eBay called Gnosis and the Law. It was on eBay for sale for, I think it was $650, and it actually sold. But it's a book that has been published by the New Age Study for Humanity's Purpose. That's Patricia Diane Cota Robles' organization. And it's only about $20 or something like that, $30. But in it, it's a very beautiful book, and it has a explanation of what UFOs are about, and this is where I stand. It was written by Telos Papastravo. He's no longer alive, but it was written back in 1972. And here's what Telos said about UFOs. There seems to be much ado in your newspapers and in your television and radio reports of unfamiliar objects sighted in the Earth's atmosphere and in enough proximity to be seen by the inhabitants hereon. These are not in any way figments. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry interrupting your conversation,
go ahead.
But I was wondering if I could get a reading.
I'm not doing readings. I'd be happy if you would email me and we could discuss.
Okay.
The things that I've talked about. Do you have my email, VickiGoodwin@hotmail.com? Do you? Or go to my website, ShambhalaEnterprises.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great. So Telos is saying there are not in any way fragments of men's imagination. They are true visitations and are directed into the Earth's atmosphere cosmically for a very specific reason. Due to the fact there is so much unrest on the planet at this time, and the directors of governments and organizations seem to be unable to stabilize conditions and thus quell the rioting of all kinds, even into the magnitude of war in all its ugliness, The Earth is having visitations from other planets by volunteers, mind you, who are coming to give assistance to adjust the balance and bring into alignment a planet which must be balanced so that it will move in an orderly manner, where the edict goes forth to swing into the orbit of Uranus, preparing it to succeed Venus in her present position. Rest assured, we of the unseen spiritual legions are ceaselessly serving to repolarize this beloved orb. Beloved ones, I counsel you to listen very attentively. We have spoken these many years about coming planetary changes, and I admonish you to have oil in your lamps so that you will go forward in the light and not be found wanting due to a lackadaisical attitude or, oh, we have heard that for a long time. Now, to return to the extraordinary visitations of light in your midst, there are some in this room who have the privilege of witnessing these events that I hear of speak. And there are certain localities on this planet which, shall we say, merit these visitations. And please be assured that every visitation brings more light and more assistance to that portion of the globe. Some of these light bearers to which I allude are people from beings who are people from beings from other stars who are also in an intensive period of training as you are, but their scale of evolution is of a higher and more accelerated vibratory action, and their radiation and nature is more harmoniously developed than the inhabitants of this earth. And I guarantee you, these are electronic devices far more advanced than the good scientists on this globe have yet been able to develop. There have been instances where reports have come forth of the landed surface having been seared or burned. This is true, for the powerful radiation of the light was purposely emitted to that point to transmute and purify a certain physical vortex of imperfection and return the component to the universe of repolarization. Also, the conveyance of the beings from other planets carry the stepped up radiation, which the Earth does not yet enjoy and serves too as protection to these within against any possible contamination. The Earth suffered pollution at the hands of the laggards, and the cosmic law will not permit these volunteers to bring back to their home stars any of the imperfection radiation which is emitting from the Earth. You perhaps would like to know, beloved ones, that many of these visitors are friends of yours with whom you have become acquainted on your sojourns to other planets in etheric vehicles. There are some on the planet who have conscious communication with these light bearers, and more will enjoy this privilege in the not-too-distant future. Now, may I suggest that should you see one of these expressions of light in the heavens or in close proximity to your environment, that you first, through the authority of your own I Am presence, send forth your love and gratitude for the heretofore unheard assistance which is being rendered to your earth, and then remain serene and accept the blessings given. You know, as a simple example, guests do not usually return to your house if they are not welcomed. These guests in your atmosphere come to bring you and all life upon this planet untold blessings and assistance, and they should receive all the gratitude which you can give them for their service. This came from the Bridge of Freedom, September 1966, so they were already talking about UFOs way back when, and the beautiful beings of light that have come to assist our planet to ascend to its God star nature. I don't know if anybody would like out there to learn the Merkaba meditation. I taught it many years ago, but I'd be happy to teach that meditation. I feel that it's been helpful to me. I had an experience when I was in Africa, in Ethiopia, with Norma Milanovic. We had a journey in search of the Ark of the Covenant. and we wanted to go into Oxum, where supposedly the Ark of the Covenant was, but there was a war going on, and we couldn't take a plane into that area. So Kuthumi, Master Kuthumi, who was St. Francis in a past life, told Norma that several of us would have to bilocate from our area into Oxum, and stated that 7 people from the group would bilocate and 2 would remain to hold the energy. As we formed our group and began our meditation, I remember asking Master Kuthumi, please let me go. I want to bilocate. I've taught the Merkaba meditation classes. I facilitated those classes, and I would really like to go. And as I began to meditate, I began to remember feelings of energy throughout my body, and my whole body began to vibrate, especially my hands. And then I saw a bright golden light that just flooded my consciousness. I was engulfed in this beautiful light, and then I found myself in an etheric city which was golden color. And within a few seconds, I could see myself moving across the mountains and then coming right back to the group. And it was funny because when I came back to the group, there was a small tree that we were standing under, and the whole tree was filled with doves, and they were just sitting there, perfectly quiet, not a peep from them. This was kind of close to sundown, so they were settling in, but it was just filled with doves, which was to me a sign that we had accomplished the mission that Kuthumi had asked us to do at that time in Ethiopia. I think we're getting close to the end of the hour. Is that right, Seth?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Well, if you would like to call me, my number is on my website and on BBS Radio, I believe, and my email address is there. I'm going to be leaving for Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, for a month next week, but I will still be able to email you or talk with you through Skype if you want to contact me. Anything else? Well, I'd like to end this session with a prayer by beloved Jesus. This is the Lord's Prayer, but it's written more towards the I Am presence that he talked about, his God presence, the I Am that I Am. My very own God presence, eternal source of my being, holy and sacred is thy name, I Am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. Thy life is my bread, thy love my forgiveness, freely given to all. Thy light consumes every temptation. Thy presence dispels all evil conditions. I am transfiguration's kingdom. I am resurrection's power. I am ascension's glory. All this I am forevermore. Amen. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. I hope to see you in the inner plains tomorrow for our meditation with Children of the Sun. Have a wonderful Wesak celebration, if that's your belief. And I will see you on the inner plains, hopefully tomorrow, with our meditation with Children of the Sun. Thank you.